Hey, is anybody back there?
Yeah.
We got a radio jingle for you, okay?
On the official thermometer of Radio Cool, you don't beat this. Jimi Hendrix, 1967, Radio 1. The transistor radio was at the heart of youth culture.
Radio 1, you're the only one.
50 years later, not so much.
What do I do here?
You know what you're holding, don't you?
No. Stereo.
It's a radio.
Yeah.
You've got it upside down at the moment.
These are young people in Uttoxeter, and I'd set them a challenge.
Can you find Radio 1?
Is that it?
Have you never done this before?
No. I thought summer. What have I got to do?
You've got to turn the dial to find the radio station. You really have never tried this.
No.
You've never held a radio, have you?
No.
This?
No, it's this thing here.
Oh.
Right now, sorry.
Well, that made me feel old. But back in 1967, the BBC was a bit nervous about this youth and pop thing. Thankfully, the very grown-up controller Robin Scott had some reassuring words before introducing Tony Blackburn.
Like a new pair of shoes, we shall be breaking the networks in until they fit properly.
Go! The Voice of
Radio World. Well, I haven't been able to listen to the first show all the way through yet, because I find it slightly cringy, some of the stuff I was doing.
They're nice, aren't they? They are. Come on, rattle them around. That's it. Just get your kneecaps out of bed. And if they need a bit...
For that era, it was okay. You know, it was all right. But I'm glad I'm not doing it quite that way now.
The first record was Flowers in the Rain by the Moon. Woke up one morning half asleep
with all my blankets in a heap. A song written by an 18-year-old Roy Wood of The Move, ELO and Wizard.
The rest is history, thank you very much.
Did it mean anything to you?
To be first on Radio 1? Yeah, I mean, it was massive. I was ace saying, I think. It's probably in the Guinness Book of Records somewhere, I would have thought. You know, it's a great thing. Fabulous.
However, when his manager used a scurrilous cartoon of Harold Wilson to promote the single, they were sued. The penalty? Flowers in the Rain's royalties.
It wasn't my fault. Where's the justice, you know?
You've never made a penny
out of it. Never made a penny off it, no.
One of your biggest hits?
Yeah, yeah. It's been 50 years. I think they've had enough. I'm just sitting watching Flowers in the Rain.
But that formula of music and DJs was the future. There are now more than 500 FM stations in the UK.
Fix Radio.
It would do what it said on the tin.
If we were in a tin.
Fix launched this year. It's aimed at builders.
Well, you're a scaffolder, spark, plumber, whatever your trade.
I spoke to the boss, Louis Timpany.
So this is Fix Radio, is it?
It is indeed. Come on in.
Radio's dying, isn't it? What are you doing creating a new one?
So, I mean, on a wider scale, radio listenership went up last year. 90% of the population tune in every week.
And you?
And
is anyone listening?
They are, yeah. So for the last 5 months, we've seen a steady growth of 10 or 15%.
We play the songs other stations have forgotten about.
The formula of pop and cheerful chat is in rude health. But listening on an old-school FM radio? Well, there was one hopeful moment in Uttoxeter.
Do you know what you're doing?
Yes.
Is that right? You've done it. In one. You're the first person today. Congratulations. Can I shake you warmly by the hand?
I'm a legend.
Do you ever listen to the radio?
No.